Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. News and comment. 102 years without Khilafah. This Ramadan, commit to its establishment and rid yourselves of the poisonous nationalism. News. The month of March 2026 marks 102 years since the official abolishment of the Caliphate and also coincides with the blessed month of Ramadan. Once again, it has been for generations the Ummah of Islam goes through Ramadan in division, constructed weakness and pain as the Muslim lands burn in the absence of our shield. Comment. During this month, we fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Quran day and night, and study the life and example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet many seem oblivious to both the cause and the cure for the miserable condition in which the enemies of Islam, chief among them the US and the Jewish entity, run amok in the Muslim lands, setting the entire region on fire. The American plan for, quote, a new Middle East is being imposed by force and coercion with the Jewish entity as a constant threat and warmonger from whose harm no Muslim country is safe, yet the treacherous rulers of the pitiful nation states refuse to take heed. Today, the Iranian regime is being dismantled, or at the very least forever tamed in its grandiose delusions. The regime spared no expense in serving the American colonialists' plans in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan by either assisting the U.S. or acting directly on its behalf in mass murdering and brutally suppressing Muslims who revolted against tyranny, demanding to live under the rule of Islam. As always, the price is paid in the blood of innocent daughters and sons of the Ummah. We have witnessed treacherous Arab rulers and their mouthpieces among some of the quote ulama who were peculiarly silent during more than 2 years of genocide in Gaza come forward to directly or indirectly defend their American masters in a blatant mockery of the entire Ummah in this blessed month. The corrupt in our ranks want Muslims to approach events from a nationalistic perspective. While the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about tribalism and nationalism, leave it, for it is rotten. And we witness with our own eyes the rot of nationalism as the attacks of the colonialist kuffar, genocide, occupation, and corruption in the land is intensifying, while false borders and nationalistic traitors keep back the Muslim armies from moving to protect and liberate the Ummah, even as unfolding events prove beyond a shadow of doubt that the military extermination of the Jewish entity and Western military presence in our lands would be an easy feat with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and true political leadership. Despite all this, we find many who object to nationalism and division on an intellectual level, while their thinking remains bound by the false borders drawn between us by the Western colonial powers, or by the current, quote, order of the so-called international community, which is crumbling in real time before our eyes. Let us rid ourselves of these mental chains and commit during this month not only to the recitation of Allah's book and the telling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seerah, but to draw from them our solutions, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another, or you would be discouraged and weakened. Persevere. Surely Allah is with those who persevere. Al-An'am 46. Just as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the fast as a shield for the believer on the Day of Judgment, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the Imam, Khalifa, Caliph, as a shield for the Ummah in this life, by whom they are protected and behind whom they fight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extinguish the kafir colonialist flames of war in Iran, Palestine, Sudan, Yemen, Afghanistan, and all the Muslim lands. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month to rid us of the corrupt nation states and their treacherous rulers by the hands of the righteous, and to liberate and unite us under a rightly guided Khilafah, Caliphate. May this be the last Ramadan in its absence. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir by Ilyas Lambarat.